Okay, Rabbeisai, we're up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the second, actually the top line of the Amud. The Gemara is quoting now from our Mishnah. If you find Feigelech that you had been Mazmin, in other words, remember we learned in our Mishnah, if you want to go and take a Feigel and go and Shecht it on Yontif, no problem, but you have to be Mazmin it from before Yontif. Okay. So he was Mazmin before Yom Tiv. He went to the Dovkot. He pointed, according to Beis Hillel, he pointed to one or two Feigelech, and he says, Zeh, v'zeh, ani noitel, I'm taking this tomorrow to go and check. Anyway, he comes in the morning, he looks into the Dovkot, and guess what? V'einani. All of the birds flew the coop. Literally, it's empty. However, u'motel lefnei hakan, in front of the kan, he saw some Feigelech. Aha, are these the same Feigelech? Chweisish? Look, the Mishnah Asurin, you're not allowed to take those Feigelech because it's very possible these are different Feigelech than the one that you had been Mazmin the day before. Okay.
No, wait a second. What if he recognizes them?
If you recognize them, you recognize them. If he has a simon, if you attached
to so does it make a tag? Does it make a difference where he finds it? It's a question what it looks like.
The question is whether these are the same Feigelech as yesterday. No. If they're the same ones, no problem. If they're different ones, you got Tzuris. From the fact that we say Asurin Le Messiah Le Reb Chanina, Tiyom Reb Chanina Roi V'Karav Halach Acher HaRoiv. We had this Gemara already yesterday. What the Gemara is saying is, why are these Feigelech here in front of the Kan? It could be that these are the same Feigelech of yesterday, and it would make sense because why would you say that these Feigelech came from somewhere else? It's probably the same ones that I had inside, and today they're outside. They're taking a breather. They're taking, they want to get some fresh lift, little fresh air. So they're outside. Vilna Shepard of us a lift. So what is Vishlech there? I'm not making this up. Rashi says on the fourth line, they go out, they want a little fresh air. So therefore, Alpi Svara, these are the same Feigelech and they're Korov. Not only Korov, they're probably the same ones, Mamish. The ones that were inside and now we're outside. On the other hand, it could very well be that these come from somewhere else. And Alpiroiv, they probably are from somewhere else, because in the whole world, at least in this world over here, in these Shoivchim, they're probably 100, 500, 1,000 Yoinim in that area. So there's a very, very good chance that the Feiglich, which are outside, are from those others. He was Mazmin 2 or 3, and if there happened to be 1,000 in the vicinity, so it's Gans Meglech, they're from the other 997 instead of from these three. So now I have a Shaila. Do I go Basa Roiv, that Roiv or the Feigelech are different Feigelech, or do I go Basa Karev, that it's probably these, because after all, yesterday they were inside, now they're outside, it's probably these, not somebody that came from somewhere else.
But if they're inside, it's no Shaila, it's 100% the same.
100%.
There's no Shaila that we should ask Roiv or Karev.
Exactly. So Frank Di Mariette, L'choira, I can bring a raya to Reb Chanina that roi v'korav halach achar roi, and that's why I say that they're osur. Rabbi says that by Nishkarai, it's talking about bedaf. What's I said daf? Daf means that there was a ledge that protruded in the front of the shoivach, and many of the feigelach used to come there, and they would go there, and they would sit down, and they would schmooze, they would go over the daf, they'd go and take a coffee break, they would have a suntan. Anyway, they had a nice time there standing in front of the daf. What's the point of the Gemara? The point of the Gemara is, Dr. Ashi, that it's not only that you have a roiv against a koroiv, but you have a roiv v'koroiv against a koroiv. Because the feigelech that are here, it's not that I'm assuming that they came from across the street. They came from a shoivach from 5 miles away or 50 amas away. These were the same feigelech that were there yesterday, but they were not inside the dovkot. They were outside having a good time there on the daf. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, you have not a roiv against a koroiv, but you have a roiv and a koroiv against the koroiv. Because even the Mishnah that's assuming that these are birds that are coming from somewhere else, but these somewhere else, not that they were 100 feet away, a mile away, a half a mile away, across the street, these were kroivim. They were on the daf. They weren't inside the dovkot, because Rashi said yesterday,
not the ones that he
They were not the ones that he was mazvin in the first place. These were doves that were sitting there on the kana ready from yesterday. And the reason why they were there is to go and shep lift, to go and get some fresh air. So Rashi says that all of the doves which are part of the equation, part of the shaila, were all kroiden. See, if you look at Rashi Bedaf, about 10 lines down, Bedaf, the kulu koriv ninu. It's not only the chshash, not chshash, the assumption that the birds that are now outside came from the inside. These birds came from the outside, but not outside far away, that they're only part of Roiv. They came from close. They were there already yesterday on the daf outside. So they're all Kroivim. Hilkoch, Helech, Acha, Roiv, Dikatarti. The reason why we go after Roiv is because I have two good reasons to go after the Roiv. Because they're both Roiv, and they were also Karev. Masha'enk and the Feiglich that were inside yesterday, those were only Karev. So therefore I go Basar, Roiv, Karev, instead of after Karev. Anyway, that's teretz number one. Yeah.
So the conclusion is also.
No, that's for sure. The Mishnah said it's also. But the conclusion is that I cannot say throughout Kol HaTorah Kula the roiv v'korev halach achar a roiv, because here it wasn't just a roiv against a korev, it was a roiv and korev against a korev. That's why we go after the roiv v'korev. Rav Amar Rav says a different pshat. The pshat of Rav is very simple, but it's a little bit more complicated in the tzir. There were two cubicles, two different dovecots, one on top of the other. In other words, this shoivach was multi-floor. It wasn't just a ranch house. It had two floors. A duplex. Oh, so it had two floors to it. So therefore, you had a khan on top and a khan on the bottom. And on Erev Yom Tov, you had feigelach both upstairs and downstairs. Not only in the case where he was mazmin, the tachtoina, in other words, the foiglach down below, and he said, ze veze ani noita. Loizim belyoina, he didn't touch the ones on top, he left them there, he didn't say anything. And now the next day on Yontif, umotze bitachtoina, Rashi says we don't mean mamish bitachtoina, because our Mishnah is talking about that he found it lefaneha, umotze lefneha kan. So he means to say, umotze, he saw now Feiglach in front of the tachtoina, loimotze belyoina, but nothing up above. In other words, yesterday there were two tenants of Feigelach upstairs, and there were two downstairs, two up and two down. The ones upstairs he had nothing to do with, he said, Zai Gazai Gazin, he didn't even look at them, he had nothing to do with them. The ones that were down below, Ze Veze Aninoit. The next morning he comes to the Dovecot, and he finds that upstairs, evicted, vacated, they all left. The ones downstairs, vacated, all left. No doves left, either upstairs or downstairs. However, lifnei hatachtoina, in front of the place where he was mazmin yesterday, oh, there are feigelach. The question is, where do these feigelach come from? Do they come from inside the tachtoina? Or maybe they came from upstairs, from the elyoina, as well as they could have come from somewhere else. But Rav is making it simple. Let's assume that they didn't come from somewhere else, because there is no other shoivach for the next 50 miles. So this is the only shoivach in town, so to speak. So you only have to worry about the upstairs ones and the bottom ones. So says Rav, not only in the case where he was mazmin the ones down below, and not mazmin the ones up above. Umatza, now on Yontif, he finds that there are now feigelach, lefnei hatachtoina. The Gemara says bitachtoina, but Rashi says lefnei hatachtoina. V'lo imatze belyoina, and upstairs they're garnished. The asiron that they're aser. You know why I say they're aser? The amrinin, because I'm toiler that hanach azuli alma. The ones that were down below, they have moved on to California for yontif. V'hanach, and those that happen to be up above, ishtavu ve'ishtarva v'nachas. They decided to climb down, and now they are down below in front of the tachtoina. But these are not the ones that I was mazin. But not only in that case. Even the case when he was mazmin on the upper chamber upstairs. He wasn't mazmin down below. Uban, now in Yontav Umatzin, he finds the elyoina lefnehu elyoina that there are feigelach. He doesn't find anything down below. Hanach nami asiri, even then I say that the upper feiglach are asur. Why am I not toila that they came from the upper chambers? I'm reading because I say the same svara. Hanach azli alma, the ones that were there previously up above, they have left, they flew the coop. The hanach and those that are now there, those were the ones that used to be tachtoina, and tsruchi sarach usliku, and now they have moved up in life, they're no longer tachtoina, they're now lefnehu elyoina.
So the svara is easy to say, something somebody crept down, they crept up.
Exactly. Exactly.
According to Rava, what happens if it's one in the former case?
According to Rava, it's one coop, not
you mean Abaya's case?
It's a ranch, yes.
It's just a ranch house. What would be the din then? By the fact that he gives his tzior, which is a very interesting tzior, the Shnei Kinim Zum Zechois, he rejects Abayis Vara, and he says, since our Mishnah didn't say anything about Bedav, and therefore it's Mashal even without a Daf, and therefore you're going to have a good Rai of Rai the Korev. That's why he says, that's why I have to talk about in a case where there was no Roiv. Not that the pigeons came from somewhere else.
Abayis case, Rabbi, would be Matir.
It could be. Could be Efshech Weissish. Could be that Rava holds that. Could also be that he just holds that a bias pshat doesn't stim with the Mishnah.
It's only not to show. You can't prove right the Kodesh. That's really what he's doing.
Okay, fine.
He's not taking a stand.
He's not taking a stand. He's saying the Shaila of Rav Chanina, that blibes
any boy. Machloikas directly between Abayis.
You don't have to make a machloikas.
Different situation, Bechlal.
Different situation.
The pigeons really don't matter.
Yes, Gabay, but you're not scared for that.
You know, in the nature of birds, there's very much that no other bird should go in their nest.
Their territory,
if he goes in this nest, he will drive him out.
Achas
so
dusul
if
hummus.
He found something in the original nest, then it definitely was those who were there yesterday.
It's not inside, it's outside.
They wouldn't allow any other bird to go in their own nest.
You're 100% right. The Gaba's Lushan that he said that he won't allow in, this is Grad. The Rashi says a word for word, Mamish like the Gaba. Yesterday's Umid, if you look in the first wide line of the Rashi, Rashi also brings Bedaf, because we had Bedaf yesterday. If you look at the first wide line yesterday, Yud Amid Beis, Rashi says, Yesh Daf Lefnei HaShoivach, there's such a protrusion, such a ledge in front of the Shoivach. Boil it, which is protruding. Now, doves from all over the world, they come there and rest there.
It's a
Shireim. Why do they stay outside? Why do they go inside? Shireim, maybe it's raining. Shireim likonis lekan. They're afraid to go inside. But Nisha oisin shibakan. Those that are inside the residence, megarshin eskola bo aleyan. They throw them out. Vikimstachduran. This is my property. Aros. And that's why they have the daf for these homeless guys. They don't have a place to go, so they stay outside, and those which are inside stay inside.
Why don't you say even on a ledge? They don't let them be on a ledge.
It's apparently, right, they do allow. Maybe they don't have any legal rights to throw them away.
You wouldn't allow in your own house a stranger. That's not real about that.
Anyway, Shkoyach Gaba, and we go back to the Mishnah.
The whole Gemara is talking about it's in front.
Right, in front.
If it's inside, it's
not inside, it's right in front.
The whole Shaila of Hasmona.
Yes.
Unpredictable thing you can't control. The Gemara is having a sort of a theoretical machloikas about something which has one is not really shy. That's
no,
because the fagel goes. I put an inanimate object. Zitz don't let the pair. The bird goes wherever he wants. There's no
question. What you're saying is 100% accurate. We're only looking at the second part of the Mishnah, where you don't find the Feiglich where you had them originally. But the first part of the Mishnah was, you went to the Dovecot, you saw two Feiglich, and you said, Doves, I want you to stay here for tomorrow, because tomorrow is the Zana Grace, the Kiddush, and you're going to be the subject of the Kiddush. Please stick around. He comes the next morning, and very dutifully, the doves are still there. Yeah, you can take them, lechatchila una shal una problem. You don't have to worry about that they went, that they came. Those are these out. Shall only if it's empty. Now the question is, what do you assume?
Go to the same place.
Amagay Baita. Okay, first wide line. The main shabela hein hari el mutarm. If the ganze, there are no doves around, only these doves, then they're mutter. So Pashim Shat means that in the whole world, since you can under the doves, and you are mazmin too inside the dovecot, they're not there anymore inside the dovecot, they're now on top, they're in the bottom, they're in the front. But there are no others. Because these are the only ones in town. Tell me, what are you talking about that these are the only ones? Ilem furachim, are we talking about doves that are already old enough that they can fly? So why is it different than the previous Gemara? Since you didn't find them inside the Shoivach, you found them somewhere outside the Shoivach. But you're saying these are the only ones. It's not true that these are the only ones. If they can fly, the ones that were here yesterday flew the coop and went a mile away, and these are brand new ones. Exactly. But so what's it? Ella says Gemara b'medadim. B'medadim means that they're still so young that they cannot fly. All they can do is hop and skip. They can go and make small steps. Aha. Okay, so Freit Gemara, it's fine. If there is another kan, in other words, another shoivach within 50 amas of the shoivach, adaduye, adadi. So, vaita, why do you assume in our Mishnah, hari elu mutarim? Vaita could be that the doves that you had yesterday, they all didn't fly the coop, but they hipped the coop up to the next coop, and they went somewhere else. They were hipping and skipping, hopping and skipping to somewhere else. And the ones that you find here are those that hopped and skipped from the other shoivach and came here. So vayta, why is it mutter? Ivi deleka kamatei chamisha amah. If there is no kan for the next 50 amahs, pshetin the mutarin. Then it's the chavadat mutter. Why is it chavadat mutter? The omer mar ukva bar choma. Kol ha-medada e-medada yoysa me-chamisha mama, that the maximum amount that a feigl would go and be medada would be up to 50 yamas.
1 foot.
Yes, Rabbi Yamir, Rabbi Yamir. So if it's going to be 51 or 52 or 60 yamas, we say that the bird does not go beyond 50. So it's chadav ha-poshit. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? For those of you that have a picture here in the Rashi, Rashi's down below, you see on the right hand side, you see there's a bias, you see there's a kan on the top and there's a kan on the bottom. Now if you measure it with a ruler, they're both within 50 amas. However, the doves which are in the kan up above, and the doves which are the kan down below, cannot see the other kan, because you have to turn the corner to get to the other kan. Says the Gemara, Mao, the same I would think, adaduyi adadi, it's within 50 amas. So therefore I have to be choshesh that maybe the foigelach that I find in this kan came from the other kan. Kamashulon, kolhechad, medade, vahodi, chozilakine, medade. The loy loy medada. The reason why it goes up to 50 amas is because it wants to have a comfort zone. Its comfort zone is up to 50 amas. But its comfort zone is only if it sees the other kan. If it cannot see the other kan because the kan is out of sight, within 50 amas it's always within sight. It's easy to see. Nah, it's around the corner, you don't see it. So then the dove is going to be afraid to go and turn the corner to go to the other kan because he won't be able to see his own home. He's afraid that maybe squatters are going to go and take over his kan. So therefore it's not going to go even 10 or 20 or 30 amas if it has to go around the corner and he cannot see his kan when he turns the corner. So anyway, so the point is, when it said in our Mishnah, Vim ein sham elahein hari el mutar, what is the case? The case is attack another chicken coop, another dove cut within 50 amas. But he cannot see that other kan within 50 amas, therefore hari el mutar, because then they are going to remain stationary, they're not going to hop and skip to the other kan. Zok the Mishnah Bait. We had this Mishnah already before. Zok the Mishnah Bait.
All the Mishnahs.
All the before. When we asked the Kashi yesterday, Mochlefes Hashitim, at Rabbi Yochanan.
They're the rest of the pairing.
Exactly. Beautiful. Zok the Mishnah Bait. In Neutlin Eswa Ali, the Katzav Alav Basar, Rabbi Sil Matirin. Vos Heist and Ali, Rashi said already yesterday, Ali means a thick board which was used as part of a mortar and pestle. The mortar is that part of the mill that you use to go and do the crushing. The ali, the pestle, is the bottom part that receives the crushed items. Since it's part of this mill, it's called a kli shemalachtoi li'isur. Now, I want to use this kli shemalachtoi li'isur on yontif for a dover heter, not to go and crush and grind, because those would be problematic. That's a klisha melachta isa. It's not problematic on Yom Tov, it's problematic on Shabbos. A klisha melachta isa. But I'm not using it for that. I want to use it to go and cut up a piece of meat. And this ali, this pestle on the bottom, is a nice thick board, and this would be excellent for me to use my butcher knife to go and cut up the piece of meat. Are you allowed to? In other words, a similar shaila is that people always talk about, can you go and use a hammer to go and break open walnuts on Shabbos? Hammer v'shteitzach ha-mukzeh, it's a klisha melachta isa. But you want to use it for a dvar heter to go and open up the walnut. What are you allowed to do? Because although the action that you're going to do is totally dvar heter, but you are using an ali, which is a klisha melachta isa. It's mukzeh. Ubeisil Matir Beisil says it's mutter, it's not a problem. You're allowed to use a klisha melachta li'isur for a dvar het. That's machloikis number one. Bishami Amim machloikis number two. Ein noisten esa or lefnei hadorsan. what happens if you shechted a behemah on yantiv, and now you have the skin, you have the hide. If you're going to leave the skin hanging around doing nothing, by night it might already become mekulkal. It might shrivel up, it might shrink, it might dry out. It's no longer going to be a good skin. So what do you want to do? You want to already start ibud with an ayin. You want to already start tanning it and processing it so that this skin should become a nice hide, and afterwards I should be able to go and make fancy shoes or fancy pocketbooks out of it and sell it nicely in the market. So you're now going to go and do ibud. That ma'abed is one of the 39 maluchas. So what does he do? He wants to put it on the floor, and people should step on it, and they'll step on it, and that itself will cause an indirect ibud. Are you allowed to do that? Rishami says, no. Ein noisa al gnei adorsin. Don't put the oiris down in front of where people
isn't
tread.
Isn't it the same achleikis, basically, because it's a kli shem lachtalitz?
Yeah.
And you're
not a kli.
No, it's not. Is not a kli?
Not a kli.
A beged is a kli.
A beged is a kli, but this is not a kli.
You mean while it's raw? It's
right. It's a gol may be good. It's not a goylem. Number one. Number two, it's not lachtalitz. It could be muktz machsun kis. That this is a valuable skin, that if I'm not going to do something,
yeah,
I'm going to lose money.
No oh,
okay, so this is the shmiz. The mishami, I may notice this out of their doors, and you cannot put it down in a place where people are walking back and forth. And you can't even pick up. In other words, once you have flayed this animal, you've skinned it by taking the skin off. What did you do with it? Now the skin is on the ground, right? You skinned it, and now I have the whole flesh of the animal, and the skin is now on the floor. You cannot pick it up because now it's muktzah. Elim kein yesh imoy or yesh ulav kzayis musar. Unless it still has a kzayis musar, because then the entire skin could be a yad for that kzayis. The reason why you're picking it up is to pick up the kzayis musar. But if even less than a kzayis musar, that's already botlus is gunish, and therefore the whole skin is now going to become muktzah. Beisil is matim. And the reason for the two machloikesin, as we'll see in the Gemara, is that Beisil holds that we are matir soifan mishum tchilosan. What means matir soifan mishum tchilosan? So talking about this case of the R. Says Beisil to Beishamai, if you're going to go and tell a person that you're not allowed to be metaltal and you're not allowed to go and put this R lefnei hadorsan, you're going to go and throw cold water on all of those people that want to have fresh meat on Yontif. In the good old days, they didn't have refrigerators and freezers like we have today. If you wanted to have a frisch shtickle fleisch, and there's a simchas Yontif, and ain't simcha lebebosser v'yayin, avad in times of Beis Hamikdash, that was kabunis. We don't have kabunis today, unfortunately, rachmon l'tzlan. So therefore, you'd like to have fresh meat. You can't have fresh meat unless you go and shecht it. But I don't want to go and shecht my whole cow, and shecht my whole lamb, and shecht my whole goat. And guess what's going to happen? Normally, if I shecht during the week, I can go and sell this hide for $100. And now, during Yontif, if I can't go and process it or do anything with it, I'm just going to leave it on the ground. By the time Matzah Shabbos, we're going to have a hefsim merubah, the whole thing will be worth $25. So a person will say, mali l'tzura zois, I'm just going to eat gefilte fish, I'll eat tuna fish, I'm not going to go and shecht a brand new animal. So therefore, Beisil says, al simchas Yontif, hitiru soifon mishum tchilosan, to incentivize people to go and shecht the animals that kovet Shabbos. Anyway, the Gemara is going to address this, as we'll see shortly. Zok Gemara, Tana. In the first case of the Mishnah was, we talked about a Neutlin Esho Ali. Ali, remember, was that pestle from the mortar and pestle from the mill. Tana, however, everybody agrees, even Beishamai agrees, Visham Shimkotzev Olav Basar, I'm sorry, even Beisil agrees, Shimkotzev Olav Basar She'osel Etaltalai. Even though it says in the Mishnah that Beisil Matirin, you're allowed to go and take this Ali Lekatzev Olav Basar, but that's only pre-cutting the Basar. Once you've cut the Basar up on this Ali, then leave it there. Don't take it now and wash it and rinse it and put it away. Leave it where it is.
Presumably, you're not going to cut more.
Once you've already completed your katsiva basar, what's halacha then? Also, talta, now it's mukta, you got to leave it there. Of course, if it becomes a graf shalrei, that's a different story.
Once but if it's purpose,
then it goes back to the original klish and lachlis.
But they're allowed to take the meat that you got from them.
Oh, for sure. A meat, no problem. But
we're talking about now
the Ali itself.
We're talking about Shabbos now.
We're talking about the Yontif.
Not Shabbos.
Not talking about Shabbos. Talking about Yontif.
Yontif.
By the way, but with a hammer, it'll be different because it's in your hand. Mm-hmm. Once it's in your hand, you can put it where you want.
Sure.
You don't have to drop it.
Well, what happens once
like
you finish
a hot
with
potato.
It? Musk. But after you finish chopping up the or banging the walnut and you put it down, can you pick it up again?
It's finished.
Oh,
finished.
Same thing over here. When you finish cutting, same thing.
So I was just saying that if it's in your hand.
Avada, Avada, sure. You don't have to hold it the whole Shabbos, all young. I'm going to buy it. Machloikis ba'ali. And Abai says l'choira something which is very straightforward. The machloikis and Mishnah is by the Ali because Ali was a klishem lach tali isser. Abetavra garmi divri hakol mutter. However, if the daf that you're using to cut up the meat was in fact such a chopping block that you use for cutting meat, then everybody holds a gelada go and move it, even beishamay. I'm sorry?
What's the difference?
The difference is because this is a klisha malachtali isser, this is a klisha malachtali heter. You're allowed to go and cut up meat on Shabbos or on Yontif, just like you're allowed to cut up. I'm sure you, when you have on Shabbos, you have lecha mishnah. Do you have to go cut up the chalor? You eat it all as I, the shimachas. Why do you have to go and cut it? So you can go and cut up meat also into pieces. So the cutting up of meat is not an isser, it's a heter. So if you have as a special chopping block that you go on, you're not a problem. Right. Just like a challah board.
Why don't we say we are using sometimes that we are expecting guests to come, so you are allowed to do more than you actually need?
The Gemara is going to talk about that svara also. We don't need it yet for this purpose, because here you're talking about this how much he needs. He had a mishpucha of 5-10 nefashis. He doesn't forget about the guests, and he has to go and cut up the meat, because if he doesn't cut it up, can't everybody chew from a roast. You have to go and cut it to pieces. So instead of putting it on this pestle, which is a machloikis v'sham b'sil, if it's mutter, because it's a kalish, a malachto li isur, if he uses the regular cutting block that he uses for cutting up the meat, no problem, according to everybody, that's mutter. It's a kalish, a malachto li heter. What's the chiddush? Alitan, Mishnah Sheitach Ali, Sheitach Nish, that Tavr Garmi, so to my mother, same thing, who did that for the Tavr Garmi Nami. Same thing applies there too. Why does it say Ali? So he dicha koichin the base Hillel. That fill the davish malachtali iser nami sharu kamash malon. That's what Abai is coming to tell us, that the only machloikis is by Ali. Even by Sham, I would agree by the Tavra Garmi that there's no problem that you're allowed to go and use it on Yantam. Ikriyam, there was another version of the story. Amr Abai. Lo nitzachel ala fila Tavra Garmi chadati. Ooh. The Chiddush is not only by an Ali Beis Hill is Mekel, but even a Tavr Garmi Charati. Tavr Garmi Charati means that you just bought it 2 or 3 days ago. It's brand new. There are no nicks on it, and there's no schmaltz on it, because you've never used it yet, and now you want to use it for the first time. Can you use this for the first time on Yot? Why not? What's the problem? Might say, I would think, Memlech Voitavarla, he's going to see it, he's going to say, you know, this is so pretty and so nice, it's still shining and it's so glanznach, I haven't used it yet. Let's not soil, I still have the old one. Let's use the old one. We'll fafrish this one, Rosh Hashanah. Maybe I'll give it as a present to somebody. It looks so fresh, I'll give
it. So it's muksa, basically. So,
exactly.
He doesn't want to use it?
And I would think after he already picked it up, he's going to change his mind. And what's going to happen is, it's going to, like we said yesterday, the person picked up the dove and he saw it was kochish. No, I don't want to go and shecht this one. I want to shecht one which is shamed. So he's going to go and pick this up for no reason, and therefore he's going to be over amin metal to something which is muktzah because he's not using it. No, I'm not choishish. As long as it's a tavr garmi, even if it's a chadati, everybody would agree that you can go and use it on yot. You're telling me the beishamai is not choishish, that person might change his mind. Vatanya, Mumtakilent, Beishami Amrim, and my lichen tabach vesakin eitzel behema, v'loy behema eitzel tabach vesakin. That you have to make sure when it comes yontif that the tabach means the shoichit, and the sakin, the chalif, and the behema are all together in one place. And now you tell him, now it's yontif, you can go and shecht, no problem. But if you have to go and take the shoichit to the behema, or you have to take the behema to the shoichit, dus is shoy nishgit. Why? What's the nishgit? Because Beishamai is afraid, as the Gemara is going to go and say shortly, that the person has now schlepped the behema all the way, and he's now so tired, and Oskimich, he says, you know what? This is a heavy burden. The behema didn't want to go. As a stubborn behema, and he schlepped, and he said, and now I have to go and take a nap now. By the time he wakes up, forget about it. We'll shecht it tomorrow. Or the same thing with Gabi. the sack, and the sack was a heavy sack, and he schlepped it for no reason. Yeah, he absolutely changed
it. Makes it very hard, really, to shecht.
Bishamah is a machmir. But we're soon going to pass the Bishamah because Mishimba Mashiach, we pass the Bishamah. Oh, Bisel Amrim, my Lichon Zaitzel, say you're not choishish for this problem that maybe Chayshin La'em Luchi. So you see, this Shaila, where the person might change his mind, does is good for the Shaila between Bishamah and Bisel, and we see the Bishamah is choishish La'em Luchi. So why the choishish over here? So that's going to be the kasha. But let's continue on the Bryce. Bishamah Yomen. Same shal again. You have tavlin, you have these spices, and you want to go and make them fine spices on yontif to go and put into the chum, to put into the meat, whatever. So don't schlep the tavlin to the meducha. Don't take the meducha to the tavlin, because in each case he's going to go and take it, and then afterwards he may change his mind, and therefore it was metaltal for no reason on yontif, and therefore don't do it. I'm not worried about it. Once he takes it, he's going to do it. Again, is the chshver? Didn't you just go and say that Bishama is not choishish lemluche in the case of the tavra garmi charatin, this brand new chopping block? I'm not afraid, and you're allowed to go and take it, and I'm going to use it. It could very well be when it comes to the mass with the shoycher and the behema, you're schlepping the behema to the shoycher or the shoycher to the behema. After the metal to the behema already, he's going to feel it, he's going to look at it, he's going to say, you know, I thought this behema was a fatter, thicker behema. I see it's so mugger, it's so skinny. I don't want to go and check. Let's go and take another one. So therefore, he's choishish lemluche. Same thing by the tablet. K'deira nami os lemluche. The amen nishbekai k'deira. The baye tablet. Umay sin achrit. The loy baye tablet. You know, it's a gansa malucha to go and grind up and crush all of these tablet to put it into the chulin, to put it into the soup, into the roast. I'll go and take food that doesn't require these tablet. Ve'edafachum degansa mitchum mitcherai. See, he might change his mind. Over here we're talking about he already shechted the animal. What we need now is to go and cut these huge pieces of these the four quarters and the back quarters. You have to go and cut it into smaller pieces to make a rib steak and to make flanken, etc. You're going to say, the whole purpose after the shechita is to go and cut it up. It's not true that this katze bosser, whatever you want to call it, the tavra garmi is new. But the mice, he needs it. He needs it to go and cut. So I'm not choishes that he's going to go and change his mind. By the behemoth, he might say, I don't want this behemoth, I'll take another behemoth. By the tavlin, he's going to say, it's a mucherai, I'll take a kdeir without tavlin. But here, the mice, once you've shechted it, you have to go and cut it up. You have already this butcher block in front of you, he's going to use it. So I'm not choishes lemluch. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Mishami arm ein noisenis the oil of neadarsin. Tana, v'shavin shemolchen olav basa litzli. But the Gemara says that even according to Beishamai, that you're not allowed to go and put it on the floor for people to step on, you can use a psayor, a psashtikal harama, to go and free this hide so that it should not go totally li'ibud. What can you do? A person has to go and eat meat, he has to do malicha. Malicha means you have to go and salt it. That we don't see our wives or other people salting, because they salted it already either in the schlachtos or in the butcher store. It's all gizalts in the flesh. And what happened of
you remember 100%, they used to do it at home.
Havad. If you remember of Ornstein Zuchan Levrucha, the Ruf here from the Ridnik of the Smedish, so he once told us a story that 25, 30 years ago here on Broadway, where you have on the 86th Street, where there used to be the bank. And after that thing, when they sold bananas, I think, right? Banana Republic or something. Anyway, next to that, there was one of these busa stores that they saw sold busa. And he used to go and pass by from time to time, because he was at time, there was time a Midtown Board of Kashrus, whatever, and he was a mashkiach. So he went through the, saw the busa store, and they, were, of course, had beautiful meat in the front. So he went into the store, and he asked them, tell me, you know, where'd you get the meat from, blah, blah, blah. Tell me, did you go and salt the meat? So he said, why should I salt the meat? So to me, to go and get the blood out. Rabbi, if I go and get the blood out, nobody's going to want to buy it. I want it to look red and juicy with the blood dripping down, and people are going to go, so you never salted meat? Never. I never in my life salted meat, and I don't believe it's a good idea. I'm going to ruin my business. Anyway, of course, people bought, and they didn't know that it wasn't gesalted. So that's a separate problem. But the point is, you have to go and salt the meat. So now,
If you have to first soak it and then salt.
Okay, we won't go through all Hilchai soaking and salt. But you're right, and you have to make sure that it has a break, that it has holes in it, so that
there's Nikol.
Yeah, the ganze masa. Good. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us over here, if you want to go and be Moleach Bosa Litzli. Now, what's the importance of litzli?
Because
if you're roasting the meat over the fire draws out the blood, and you don't need malicha. However, we're noyeg to do at least a modest amount, a symbolic amount of malicha anyway. We do a minimum amount. So the Gemara is saying is, to go and do basalik deira, where you're going to go and need for cooking, where you have to put a lot of salt, to doshenish, don't put a lot of salt. But a little bit of salt, let's leave, that's okay. Even though ultimately some of the salt is going to fall down on the hide, on top of the skin, even Meshami hold that that's okay. If you be malech, let's leave for roasting, because that's a minimal amount of salt. Avadeira, if you intend going and cooking this meat, well, you're going to have a lot of salt. Lot doshenisht. Frank, more pshita. And pshita litzli than a shteitach litzli. What is a by adding of a shteitach? What Abaye meant to say is not that we are talking about that instead of roasting this meat, I'm going to cook the meat, that you're not allowed to go and salt on the hide. What Abaye is saying is, litzli, what happens if you decide gesundheit, that you're going to roast this meat, but you want to go and salt the meat as if it was to be cooked? In other words, this person is a groisa machmim mahadrim and mahadrim. Even Gabi Tzli, gesundheit. Even the Gabi Tzli, he doesn't put on a modest symbolic amount of salt. He puts on tremendous amounts of salt as if he was using it likdeira. So it's not that we're worried about or concerned about focusing on whether he's roasting or cooking. He, a guy, is roasting it. But the question is, how much salt is he putting on this meat to be roasted? So says Abaye, don't focus on the roasting, focus on the amount of salt. But if he's doing the amount of salt which would be roiling data, that's weiter also, because there'll be too much salt.
It's like absecration, in other words.
What do you mean, absecration? What's meant?
Too much salt he's undecided whether he's going to roast it or cook it.
Okay.
He puts on too much salt.
Yeah.
Is the hide is going to be tanned,
it's
like a
stickle
situation.
Exactly. Well, it's going to have an ibud, an ibud quality to it. By putting on so much salt, it'll start the process of the tanning of these oiris, which is osir on Shabbos and osir on Yom.
It's not a real haroma then.
It's telling me what kind of meat I like. I like this type of meat, and another one doesn't like so.
Gabba, you can have any type of meat that you want, and you can shecht any type of meat you want too.
Don't
do the malicha on the hide. Do the malicha in a regular malicha shissel. I'm sure you did malicha many, many years ago. Did you have these special kalim that had to have slats so that the blood would go down and ooze into the slats?
A drain.
So you can put it on the, if you want to go and lick zedek and tie, but just don't put it on the oil, put it inside a drain. Turn about. Okay, until now we focused on the cutting up of the flesh on top of an ali or on top of a tavra garmi. We also focused on the oirois, whether you can put lifnei adoris and whether you can go and salt tzli on top of it. But there's a third part of every single animal that we haven't focused on yet, and those are the fats, the chaylev. Now most of the chaylev, the fats. So most of us are thinking, you can't eat a chaylev anyway. Why are we talking about it? Ein hachanami, you're not allowed to eat it. But you're allowed to have hanua fin chaylev. So you say, what type of hanua can you have chaylev? You can go and use it as a lubricant. You can use it as a fuel to go. I don't know if you would want to put it into your car. But the maisa, it is a fuel that can be used for fires or whatever. It can be used to go and smear oiras and smear other things. It's a lubricant. So this chaylev also, if you're not going to do something with it, by the time yontev is over, the thing can start stinking. It might have a stench. You might have to throw it out. So he wants to go and preserve it over yontev. Can you go, how do you preserve chaylev? In the good old days, they didn't have refrigerators and freezers. They used to do that through malicha, through salting it.
It's done
to itself,
it's yontev.
You can't even go and turn them upside down so that they should get more air, so that they shouldn't come lidei sirchai. That's a Tanakama. You know what you can do is don't be maleach them, but you can hang them up on the line, so to speak. You can hang them up on a peg, and then the ear will come to all sides of it, because if it stays stationary on a table or on the ground, then the heat or the fact that there's no ear getting to it, that could cause it to spoil and to rot and all the rest.
Why aren't they milked? They have no use for it.
The Rabbi Yeshua holds, I think, Mar is going to say later on, that heter soifen mishum tchilusa. Because otherwise people are not going to go and check because they don't want to lose out the valuable chayim. Same svar as before. Mar is going to talk about it.
Tell me, this is not a chana.
What's that? You're not being making anything. You're just preserving it.
Preserving it. So
are you allowed to take chaylev today and put it inside the refrigerator?
When?
On yontif.
Is that hachonah for kodesh l'chol?
Okay, so let me ask you. You finished your suda on Shabbos or on Yontif. Right. You're not going to eat any more of the shulent until Matzah Shabbos
because
you're
supposed to be allowed to put it away for after.
Are you allowed to put it in the refrigerator being meichem in Shabbos l'chol? Because I'm not going to eat it until Matzah Shabbos.
I'm going to let it go back.
Exactly. It's a seizish kachonah. It's a seizish kachonah. Anyway, most people don't eat cold shulent for shalashis. Anyway, getting back to our gemara, so we have machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yeshua whether you're allowed to put the chaylev on gabi yisaitis. It's Omer of Masna halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua, but he could be Amri Omer of Masna ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. There seems to be a difference between the two versions. Okay, so look, it's bishlam laman yom halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. Itzrich, I need to say halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. Salka daitcha b'ni yachav ram halacha k'ram. Because if you go back to the Braisa, the Tanakama is silent. There is no author. Ain't malchin. Then mishum Rabbi Yeshua amru. Itzrich ayuchet king rabim. Yuchet ram normally the paschal like the Tanakama. Kamashu lan halacha k'yachet. And laman yom according to the other version, the ain't halacha. Pshit to yachav ram halacha k'ram. You don't want to say mistava tam Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Di loy sherisalei mimna v'loy shachet. Like we saw before. If you're going to tell him that leave all these chalav and if they spoil, they spoil tough luck, he's going to say nishka tough luck, I'm just not going to shecht, I don't want to lose out on this valuable chaylev. Kamash malon, no, that we do paskin anyway that way. Thank you, Mara. Why is it different than Arlef Ne'adarsin? Meaning that we paskin before like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to go and preserve the hides, not by doing mamish ibud, but putting on the floor and people walk on it. That's okay. So why wouldn't we paskin like to be sure that you're allowed to hang up the chaylev to go and preserve the chaylev for the same reason? Everything more awesome like mukhamiltsa mishim the khozil mizga ale ha ha asil maim my time sure the bana ki hagloi lisra mal mishtakhinu mal lim mukhad. See, Mora says there's a very partial difference between the oir and between the khalaf. By the or, the reason why the Chacham said you can put it down on the ground, it's not nicker that the sole reason is to allow for people to step on it, so that there should be this indirect ibud to go and keep it from going bad and from shrinking and shriveling and getting spoiled, because there's another reason why people put oiris on the floor, to be able to go and make a picnic, to go and sit on the floor.
They didn't want
to
sit on the dirt floor.
Oh, it does. In the good old days, they didn't have marble floors, they didn't have Persian carpets, they didn't even have wooden floors, it was all dirt. So if they wanted to go and sit on the floor, then they had to put a psashmata underneath them. I have this brand new hide, I'm going to use this skin like a mat, like something to sit on. Oh, so therefore maybe that's the reason why the Chum said you can pick it up and you can put it down, you can spread it out. Not for people to... many people will be stepping on it too to get there when they go over to the other side. Mask him. Ablamaisa, there's another very good reason why it should be matim. But here I'm afraid with Agzeira. What's the Gzeira? The person is going to go and say, if they're Rabban, and say that I'm allowed to go and hang up this chaylev in the outside so that the ear gets to it so that it shouldn't go and spoil. Is my time a short little bun? Why would the Chachamim matter me to put it on these? You say, "Dois kehech the lelisrach," so it shouldn't go and spoil. So malim mishtachinu malim lechinu. So I'm allowed to be molech too, but molech you're not allowed to. So out that gezeira. That's why we have to go and make a distinction between the case of the using of the lefnei adorsin and why we do not.
It is gezeira.
Why is it
even mamlich is not gezeira?
Why?
I mean, it's only a Chachamim.
The malich itself is ibud, being maleach.
Oh, it's ibud of the chaylev.
Of the chaylev. Therefore, that would be an iser of ma'abed, which is the araisa.
Preparing the chaylev for its work.
Oh, exactly right. Now this is what the Gaba was speaking about before. Remember, the Gaba said maybe guests are going to go and come. The person only is for himself. He only needs one rib steak. He just cut up this entire animal, and of course, he has in the animal 50 rib steaks. So, should he only do malicha on the one that he needs for himself now, or can he do malicha on the others? I'm not going to eat the others today. It's achana from Shabbos to Chol, from Yom Tov to Chol. Zok Yimora, Ma'ileh Adam Kamachatichas Basim Basachas. You're allowed to go and do malicha for all of them together at one time. Even though I only need one. Now what's the svara? Why? Says Rashi, dechad terchel lekulu. It's what ner leecha ner lemeya. All I have to go and do is I'm spreading out the salt. So instead of spreading out the salt by putting one piece of meat out, I put down 10 pieces of meat. I spread out the same salt.
In a pot, you can put in a lot of meat.
Exactly.
You don't need it right.
Oh, that's right.
So that's wait a second. It takes time.
Yeah.
One piece it takes, we say, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Many pieces it takes more. So
apparently, it doesn't take longer. It's all in one long shizzle, and you go.
No, if it's one size, it was one thing.
One size fits all.
But if you have pieces, you understand, then this doesn't apply.
Now comes again of Adam Barhava. Madam Ummolach Garma Garma. Adam Barhava was even more Michael, and he did a haruma. What was the haruma? He said, you don't have to go and be Melech all of them at one time. You can be Melech one at a time. I am only going to eat one piece of meat. Dr. Ashi, after you went and salted the first piece of meat, he changes his mind. He says, you know what? This is not so nice because I'm a Kubit Yom Tevawan Apsashener Shtikel. I'm going to leave this for later. I'm going to go and take a second piece. So through this haruma, says Rabbi Barava, you can go and be maleach a bunch of pieces, because each one he'll reject after he was maleach. He'll say, yeah, sinishos shine, nishos yit. I want a better piece, and he'll continue being maleach. Okay, so the Mishavaita, Beishami Omrim, we had this Michigan before. Ein misalkidus ha-treesim yomtim beisil matirin af lahachzir. This treesim, remember, we had before were shutters. Shutters not of a residence, shutters of a chanut. Chanut means of a store. And they used to use the shutters to close the door or close the opening, the window. And they used it both vertically when they filled up the space where the window normally is. He would put it in. And then they used it horizontally, which means that they would be able to go and fold it over, use it like a tray. And on top of that tray, they would put their wares. Some tavlin, some this, some that. And people would come and buy it on Yom Tov. But remember, Rashi said yesterday, not only didn't they pay for it on Yom Tov, they didn't even specify a price on Yom Tov. Because it's not allowed to be derech mekel chumemka. The Moicha said, don't worry, we'll work it out tomorrow. So you're not allowed to do that. Basically, still says, not only are you allowed to take it out, but you're allowed to even put it back. And again, the Gemara is going to explain what the machlok is. What treason are we talking about? We're not talking about treason of a private house, because there would be much more serious shailas of stira and binyan bekelim. Here, the reason why Beisil says it's mutter, because it's part of a chanut, part of the store, al simchas yontiv. Simchas yontiv, we're matir to go and take it out, to put it down, to put it back, af lahachzir. Now this is what we spoke about before in the Amud Aleph. Shloisha dvarim heitiru soif mishum tchilasa. There were three times with Chum were matir, what appears to be something that the Chum should have assured, but the reason why they said it's mutter is because mishum tchilasa, because of the beginning. What does that mean? Sigmar is going to explain. The Elohim, or lefne hador son, utrise chanoyos, the chazoris retia b'miktush. Well, what are these three cases? The or lefne hador son, like we said before, that if you're not going to permit a person to put the skin on the ground and let people step on it, so basil, nobody's going to go and shecht an animal on yontiv, because nobody wants his hefsin maruba of losing his skin. So therefore, even though it looks like epsashtikam malechas ibud, you're starting ma'abed, said the Chum, it's alright, I'm not going to be goyzer, because tchilason, because I want to incentivize people to shecht behemis on yontiv to have fresh flesh. Same thing as Treisach HaNoyes, even though Beishamai has a legitimate concern, it looks like a binyan bekelim, I'm going and building this house by putting the shutters in, taking the shutters out, stira, says Beis Hillel, yeah, it's taka concern. However, I'm more concerned about that people won't have the tavlin, they won't have the food to put into their chulin, to put into their roast, and therefore I allow them to go and take this shutter out and sell their wares and put it back in. What's Chazoras Ratiya B'Mikdash? Chazoras Ratiya is talking about a Kayin that unfortunately got a cut, and because he has a cut, he has a bandage on his wound. Now the problem is, when he's going to do the avodah, he's doing the avodah, and it's going to be a chatzitza. Either a chatzitza in his hand, because he has it on his hand, or a chatzitza on his begodim, because he has a begin on top of that, and the begin has to be al psoroi. So what should you do? The answer is, if you want him to do the avodah on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, remove the bandage. Mm-hmm. Remove the bandage is not a problem. But after he's finished doing the avodah, he wants to put the bandage back, because he wants to protect the wound or whatever, you know, that shouldn't get bacteria, it shouldn't get infected.
It protects it. Does it have to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Oh, so that's the team, because in Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's always type of medical is always problematic on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because gezeinim shemshchika samamonim. You got to come to go and grind up all of the. So now putting the back, it has some medical qualities to it, because ungishmeit on that, some plaster, whatever.
Could also prevent an infection too.
Exactly, prevent the infection.
So you should be allowed, because
pekuach nefesh. So do it from before Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now this fellow, if he would leave the retia on, there's no problem. The reason why he wants to take it off, because he wants to do the avodah. So if we're going to go and tell him, no problem, you can remove it, do the avodah, but just don't put it back on again. Oh, then he's not going to do the avodah, because I want to put it on. We're making an infection. Rabbi Cohen is the Gebedubah. He wants the...
Not me.
He isn't the Kohen. I'm not concerned about the avodah. I'll leave it to you. Anyway, so Lamai says, if the Kohen has this bandage, we allow him to put it back, even though under normal circumstances we would say don't put it back because of medical reasons. But what's the reason why we are matter? Because if we're not going to be matter, we're going to prevent this Kohen from doing the avoider, and we want to allow him to do the avoider. So therefore we tell him, if you have a retia, you can take it off, you can put it back, we are not concerned, because we want you to do the avoider. So this is three things. What is this case all about? At the end of Masechet Chagiga, we're going to go and see that normally throughout the whole year, an amoretz, a person who's not a chover, was always choshud that he is tamei and he'll be metamei all types of oichlin, and especially truma, with kodshim, etc. So therefore, throughout the year, the chaverim over here are referring to talmidei chachamim, who were makbetit all of their chulim b'tahara. They stayed away from amaratzim, because they didn't want the amaratzim to go and touch their food. However, when it comes yontif, kol Yisrael chaverim, and therefore, any mocher who's selling, l'moshel, wine. Now, wine is not sold like we have today, that you go and sell the fleshlich. You had these large barrels of wine. People would go and bring their shep, they would go and bring their containers, they put it into the wine, and they would take it out. So whilst he's doing that, the Amoritz is touching the wine. No problem. Kol Yisrael Chaveim, everybody has a cheskes kashrus during Yom Tov. Now what happens if at the end of Yom Tov, 50% of the barrel is still full, and I want to continue selling it? Can I sell it vayta chaverim? Because it's true that Amoratim touched it, but they touched it during the moratorium period, during Yom Tov. Or do you say, no, Yom Tov is over now, and I know an Amoratim touched it, so now it's Tameh. So that does the Shaila from the Gemara Maseches Chagiga, as Machlokes, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaPoisei HaChavita, a person who opened up his Chavis during Chol HaMoed, and sold and Amoratim touched the wine. Umaschmi Sasa is someone that started a dough and Amoritz touched that dough. I'll give you a regal during the regal. And now you have it left over after the regal. But leave the Rebuda the Omar Yigmar, you are allowed to continue selling and eating even though the Amoritz touched it during the regal. Why? The Chum L'Chayra, right? Yom Tov is over, the Kol Yisrael Chaverim goes away, and it's right, it's Tomei. Says Rabbi Yehuda, because we're going to go and tell a moicher that whatever's left over after Yom Tov he can't use anymore. He says, "Mali letzarazois, I'm not going to open up the barrel. I'm afraid every time I open the barrel, I'm going to lose 50% of the schoira, 80% of the schoira, because nobody will buy it after Yom Tov." So therefore, again, hitir tchilason mishum, so hitir soifim mishum tchilas. Okay, now the Gemara goes through each case individually.
No, you're saying right now that the end justifies the means.
No, I'm not saying it. The Gemara is saying it.
No, you're saying it.
And
then the Rabbanan. It's not a philosophical rule.
It's justifying the means.
In this case.
Idea how much you can draw, how much on this basis.
We're not drawing any conclusions. Only these cases. Arlef Ne'adarsan says, what's the first case? Arlef Ne'adarsan, Tanila, Faiti Gemara. Each one of these, this was Ula. Shloishadvar Meitiru. The Gemara is saying, Ula, I don't need you to go and put these all together. It's a double portion. Every one of these cases, state befeish. Let's go to the first case. Arlef Ne'adarsan, Tanina. We learned that our Mishnah, the Basil is Matir. Of course, the reason why he's Matir is Soifa mishum tchilosim. To the mamar, the same time to be so mishum bechazil and mizgalayu. Vafilim me'erv yontif nami. I would say that the reason why you're allowed to go and put the skin out on the floor, that people are going to go and step on it, is not because you're putting it for stepping on. You're putting it so people should be able to sit on it, and therefore it's not a problem. So what's the practical nafkimina? The practical nafkimina, what happened if you shechted the animal right before yontif, and now you have this oil from before yontif, which you didn't process yet, and you want to go and put it on the floor, just like the oil that you have from yontif itself. So I would think about filming erev yontif nami, you're allowed to go and spread it on the floor. You can say, chazil mizgalai, I'm going to go and sit on it. Kamash malon, no. Hey, tiru soif mishchem tulasin, you know why you're allowed to put it on the floor? The reason is because we want to incentivize a person on yontif to go and check the animal. Oh, hey, tiru soif mishchem tulasin, the yontif in the erev yontif lay. But to go incentivize people to go and check an erev yontif, I don't need to go incentivize. Either they did it or they're not going to do it. Erev yontif is, that's the day before yontif. So therefore, you want to do an erev yontif because it's tied to it early, and then do malicha on the give the or to goyim, give it to a factory, but leave us out of this whole process. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, yes, what other point you want to add?
A certain rabbi quoted the Ramo, Batzal Bal Chayim, that you allow to satisfy the public, in other words, allowed to contradict or violate it in order to satisfy the people that they should have, meat.
Uh-huh.
But he only quotes that, but he doesn't quote further, and Ramor concludes, he says, but it's Arzorius.
Uh-huh.
He says, even though you're allowed, he said, but he says it's Arzorius.
We need a cup.
Many, if you don't mind, okay, Ramor, very good. Okay, and it's a good to shy. Let Mitchum, we talk about the sugi about the Tzar Bali Chaim. Yeah, Mitchum, we'll talk about it then. Right, anyway. Nochemol, Treise Chanoyos. What was the Treise Chanoyos? That again, Basil said that you're allowed to go and take out the shutters, make it into a drawer, make it into a shelf, let people out, and then after you put it back in. Again, what's the reason why? If Basil is matal hachsir, the choyer is no longer a svara that I want to go and provide people with food. I already provided them with the food. But if you're not going to allow him to put it back in, he's not going to go and take it out. You don't want to leave your whole store open, the whole yontiv. So, soif mishum tchilas. The reason why it's mutter has nothing to do with the simchas yomtiv. It has to do with that he holds that there is no such binyan mistirah just by plugging it up with the shutters in and out. And what's the nafkina filled with the batam nami that you even be able to do it at home, not only in a store? Kamash malon, the chanoyis in the batam loy, only by chanoyis, because then you're going to go and sell people food, simchas yomtiv, and therefore they were even matter to go and put it back. So that people should go and open up their stores and sell these food items on. Chazor is a tzibah mikdash. Nami tanina. Shtei tochochum beferish in Mishnah. We state the Mishnah. Machzir in retzibah mikdash. Avaloi b'medina. Then in the base of Mishnah, you're allowed to go and put back the retzibah because we want to allow the keharim to do the avoida. And if we're going to tell him you can't put it back, he's going to say, I'm not going to do the avoida. Ah, so nochem ushteitach befeidish. The Gemara Maor the same at time of my mishum the ain shvus b'migdish. I feel the coin the labar avoidahu. In other words, I would think it has nothing to do with being matter soif mishum tchilasim because we want to allow the kohen to do avoidah. Even a coin that can do the avoidah, why can't he do the avoidah? The mushal he happens to
balmum
otozai for whatever reason he is possible to do the avoidah. But since you're telling me that in the base of migdish you're allowed to be machzer atoya, so this fellow would say I want to go and adjust my bandage because it's kind of itching me. I can't do it outside the base minish. I'll go into the base minish, ain't shvus va migdish, and I'll take it off and I'll put it back. Nah, chas v'sholem, kamash malon, it yisam mishum tchilosan, the bar avoid the in, the la bar avoid the light. Now, what was the fourth thing that the Gemara added on? Rach ba'omar, ulta the Pesach Havita. Pesach Havita, nami tanina. A Pesach Havita, maslo misos al gabi regel, v'yroim a yigmar, chum oimim lo yigmar. So it says that even after Yontif, Rav Yehuda says you can continue using that chavis. Is the chayyur why I should be tummy like the chum holds? No chumul hitiru soy mishum tchilas. Shtei tach lemishna. Mao the same to betam the oritz. Beregel kitahara shavi rabbanon v'yav gavdali hischil nami. Oh, I might go and say even if he didn't start this barrel on Yontif, Lamushal, he started the barrel from before Yontif, or he started the barrel from after Yontif. But this barrel was present in the presence of an Am Aretz. Maybe this exemption helps even if you were not maschil the barrel on Yontif. Kamash Malona, Etiris, Mishum Tchilosan. Hischel in, if the storekeeper opened up the barrel to go and sell it, then they were matter. But if he didn't open it up, then they were not matter, because it's all Mishum Tchilosan. Otherwise, nobody's going to open up new barrels. They're afraid they're going to lose all of their inventory. Why did Ula say three and Rachba says I have number four of Reb Yehuda? That looks like he doesn't want to get involved in a machlaikis. The first three are not machlaikis, and this fourth one involving Reb Yehuda and the Chacham is a machlaikis. Yigmar lo yigmar. Evil duch nishram mishem machlaikis. Are you listening to what you just said now? Hanachnami plucked in the new. Every single one of them is machloik beisham and beisil beisham beisil beisil. That's not a machloikis. Everything are beisham and beisil. In a mishnah, when you have beisham beisil, the size nishkam machloikis. Because we all know in advance, even before we open our mouths, that we're going to pass them like beisil, not like beisham. Okay. So you want masnisin to loiki haytana. Now we start a new shtickle that the mishnah which we just learned is different than the pshat in the machloikis, which you learned in the brisa. In other words, there's another version of the machloikis b'sham b'sil, the gabi this din of the trisim. What was the machloikis in our mishnah? In our mishnah, b'sham b'sil said you're not allowed to even remove the trisim. B'sil said not only can you remove it, you're allowed to put it back. So tomorrow, vushta in the brisa, the sani omer b'shimon aluzar, moidim b'sham b'sil shemesalken is a trisim beyond. Not like our mishnah. Beishami also agrees you're allowed to take it out. Can you put it back? Okay, so you see it's a little bit different than our mission. Okay, but now the key to the next Gemara is now this Sefer. The Medvam Amurim, the whole Machlokes that we're talking about is B'shiyesh Lehen Tzir. Tzir means hinges or pivots, meaning the hinges that we usually have today are separate from the house and from the door. In other words, you go and put the hinge in to hold it in place. Here we're talking about that these shutters that we're speaking about, that they had hinges attached to the top and a hinge attached to the bottom, so that when you put it in, there was a pre-existing hole in the wall, not just a big hole, the chaloy in the window,
a notch up
and a notch down to be able to go and squeeze it in. To stay in place. There is a more of a chashash of a binyan or a stira, because you talk of finishing off the binyan. However, if there's no notch and you have no pivot, no hinge sticking out from the top or from the bottom, so you put it in, you take it out, it's a much more temporary type of thing. It's not a permanent.
It doesn't lock into place.
Oh, what is it? That they have these pivots, they have these sticking out things that you can go and put into a notch. Because it's easy call, easy come, easy go. You pull it in, put it out.
It's not called binyan at all.
That's where the machlok is. Is the chayra machloikis? It's right, brises. Where's the machloikis? What is the tzir of the machloikis? Is the tzir sheyesh len tzir or the tzir zayin len tzir? Amr Abaye says there's no machloikis between the two brises. We have to explain what the tzir of the tzir was. Amr Abaye. If they had normal tzira menatzad, which means protruding from the top and protruding from the bottom, everybody would agree that would be also because you're putting it in place, you're fitting it in, that's problematic. If there's no tzir whatsoever, because you're just pushing it in, pulling it out, this is goodish. Keep playing with machloek b'sheyesh len tzir be'emtza. The emtza means not that it's sticking from the top and it's sticking from the bottom, but it's sticking from the side.
So it's not good enough. It says
a halb tzir. Sinishin ganz. It's a halb zach. Marasov because in tzir be'emtza auto tzir min hatzad. He says just like tzir min hatzad is osur because that's you're putting it in mamish. So this tzir be'emtza and goyzer. Marasov because I'm not goyzer. Reb Dovid Yehuda from Kaddish. Reb Zayin. Rabbi Cohen. Forget. Can I even